game at Southend, Paul, another disappointing defeat.
Yeah, it is, yeah. It's very hard to take at the moment. Again, the overall performance levels really are place to come. Wasn't that bad, and the effort from the players was there. It's just at certain moments there's a bit of a weakness in us. We've just discussed it in the dressing room. Players have been very honest. You know, it's been happening for a long time, and we've got to work our socks off now to try and cut them out. Because, you know, again, I'm saying the same things every week. We're not under severe pressure. We're not, you know, especially the second goal. We're not, you know, in any big danger. We just find it very hard to concentrate for 90 minutes.
And it's crosses into the box. Every set, it's restarts and crosses into the box that are the constant problem.
Yep, that's right. And we will work at it, and we're going to have to keep working at it, because that's the bit that's costing us. So yeah, you know, of course, you can work as long as you want, but you're totally dependent on any individual to do the job. And we know that. The boys know that. You know, we've just spoke for sort of 10, 15 minutes. And it's about taking ownership. It's about saying, my man, don't score.
It's not surprising that there's a lack of confidence in the squad, that the confidence in the squad is low. But there just doesn't seem to be belief or spirit in the squad either at the moment.
I think there's spirit in the squad. I wouldn't say there's a huge amount of belief, because belief comes from winning games, and we've struggled to win games all season. So it's tough. It's a tough time for us at the moment. I think, again, that 2-0, you know, it's not like we've gone 3-4. We've been in the game. We've had a ball, one cleared off the line. We've got in at their goal. We've just not had the cutting edge. But we've got to give ourselves something to build from. You know, we can't be conceding two goals and expect to win a game.
One win in 12 since you came into the club. Have you ever had a run like this before in your managerial career?
No, I haven't. No. But I've never taken over a club that's, you know, going in the wrong direction. So, you know, it's very hard to turn around at the moment. But we're working hard. We've brought new players in. We've had two games together. We're trying everything we can. But, no, it's very difficult. I had no illusions when I came in of how hard it was going to be. And I think there's a reality to the players now. They realise that, you know, it's a serious situation, and it's one that we're all going to need to stick together and, you know, try and get the wins we need.
How do you do that? How do you keep everybody together?
Well, you just by being honest. By being honest, you can't. It's a blend, and I'm telling you exactly what I've just said in there. You can't, you know, if every week since I've come in, you know, you're just screaming and shouting or having a go at someone, you can't do that. You can't do it. You've got to get the balance right. And I think as a group of players now, they know that it's about us getting top performances out of each individual that starts and the ones that come on. You know, because, like I say, we are not getting totally dominated in the game, but we're conceding goals that are really poor. I mean, they weren't great goals tonight at all. And the brighter side of it was that I felt that we did look dangerous, although, you know, we didn't find the back of the net. We've always got to remember where we've come to. You know, we've come to, Matty Taylor was saying, you know, just played two of the top teams, which we have. So, you know, we've got to look at the positives. We can't hide and brush away the negatives, which is conceding goals like we have done for such a long time. But it's gonna take some honesty and ownership from everybody if we're gonna push up the league.
You say that you're looking for positives. There aren't many, I'm afraid. You know, the club is in the situation it's in. How do you instill the belief into the squad and the spirit into the squad that they can come to places like this and they can play top teams like Bury on Saturday and believe that they can go out and beat?
You do your homework on the opposition. You talk about the same things you talk about each week, being strong in the 18-yard box, defending set plays. You do your homework. You know, I've done it long enough to know how to win games. But like I said, it's very difficult to turn things around. And all the time we are conceding, you know, poor goals. I need the players to own up, hold their hands up first and foremost. That needs to happen, okay? So it's been a rocky season for everyone at the club, okay? And I need the players to hold their hands up as well. You know, I'll never come out here and shirk any questions. But as you say, it's 12 games. There's been changes because there needed to be. It's tight budget, we know, all of those things. So it's not going to be easy at all. But you need some honesty. Hands need to be put up if you make a mistake, and it needs to be better.
do the players still believe? Do you believe that the players still believe in your methods and what you're trying to tell them?
I do. It's been a short time. It's what can I do in 12 games as a rule? You know, in terms of, you know, of course I would have liked to more results, of course, but the change was made for a reason, because we was on a downward spiral, and I'm trying to turn it around, trying very hard. I thought the players tonight, the one thing that gave me hope was the spirit they showed. I don't think you ever saw the team jack. I don't think you ever saw the team give up or not chase down. Or the team was very honest tonight.
50 supporters in the away end tonight, and there were a few chants suggesting that they don't believe that you are the man who can turn this around. What could you say to them?
Well, I understand the frustration. Of course I do. You know, if I had a team that was flying, it would be difficult coming to Southend. It would be difficult playing Burton. I'm not making excuses, but they're top teams. We've got no God-given right to come here, you know, and there'll be a lot of teams that won't take any shame out of a 2-0 defeat. So what I would say is, all the time the team is working its socks off and trying, you know, there's hope. But, you know, we've got to keep working hard and we've got to stick together. You know, I've not taken something over that's on the up. I've taken something over that's on the down. I'm doing my best to try and improve it. And the only the real chance I had was with these five coming in, and they've got a bed in. And I think attacking wise we look dangerous tonight.
I have to ask this. Are you still the man?
Yes, I am, yeah.
You believe you are?
Yes.
And so going into Saturday then, home to Bury, another tough game.
Yep.
So how do you then lift these players? And
like I said, you know, there's only so much the staff can do. And there is, you know, and we all need to take responsibility. The players, there's a responsibility on the players' shoulders to raise themselves, okay, to lift themselves up, okay, because there's a lot of players still here that was here under Mark's reign, you know, and they've got to look at themselves as well, like we all are. It's an honest thing. We've got to look at ourselves and say, you know, been shipping goals all season. How do we stop it?
On the playing side, Jake Grayslane is now up. And that really is the only scope that you have if you wanted to make another change to the squad and bring another player in, maybe in another area. So do you know where you're going to go with Jake Grayslane? Are you going to try to extend that, or maybe look around and see another area to try and change?
Well, I think, you know, as I said to the players today, you know, I wasn't able to come in here and change the whole squad, right? Wasn't able to do that. And I wouldn't have done that, okay? Because that wouldn't have been logical. But of course, we've all got to look at it again. We've got to look at where the problems are arising from, where they're coming from, and we've got to try and stamp them out. And I'm not sure what I'll do with Jake yet. I think, you know, I think Jake's the core of our problems at all. I think it's in defensive positions.
Yeah, that's why I'm not suggesting either. I'm just saying that because his loan is up and he's the one, like, you've got four loans till the end of the season, you've got one that is a month-by-month one. That's, you know, if you took Jake out, then you could look at
You can look at any loan, because as long as all three parties agree on a loan staying or going back, you can look. We've got to look at everything. Look, you know, it's not been an ideal situation all season. It's not been an ideal situation when I come in, because when a manager loses his job, there's a lot of disruption and there's a lot of time needed to settle down. What we've got to do is find a solution quickly.